Will you please pray with me? Gracious Lord, our Father in heaven, we ask that you will open our hearts, open our minds, open our very arms to those around us who are in need. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. Our second passage today is from the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, so that should be easy to find, on page 2 of your pew Bible, and we will be reading verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all his work which he had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord. So as I was coming to this passage, I wrote a sermon, I put it all together, and I realized last night that this wasn't really the sermon that I wanted to preach today. Mostly that is because it's on holy rest and about our need as fathers to come and to honor the Sabbath. But I realized that the fathers that are here on Father's Day are probably the ones that do honor God and God's rest and honor the Sabbath. So it would be more like preaching to the choir. It's usually those outside that don't come that are probably need to learn more about honoring the Sabbath. So there's been a song that has really touched me in the last week, and it is a secular song by Dean Lewis. And I must warn you, I'm going to play the song, but I must warn you, it does have the word damn in it, okay? So I just want, it's a secular song, so that's just let me, so it's all, I see that we all have kids that are over 13, I think, so you're going to like, so please, it's just, but that's as bad as it gets, but this song. To give you a little sense of this, he wrote this song when he found out that his dad had aggressive form of cancer. And this is How Do I Say Goodbye?
Early morning, there's a message on my phone. It's my mother saying, darling, please come home. I fear the worst. How could you leave us all behind? There's so much to say, but there's so little time. So how do I say goodbye? Someone who's been with me for my whole damn life. In me, right or wrong, you're always on my side. But I'm scared of what life without you's like. And I saw the way she looked into your eyes. And I promise if you go, I will make sure she's alright. So how do I say goodbye? Someone who's been we'll gonna steal some time and start again. You'll always be my closest friend. And someday we're gonna make it out.
The good news is that his father's cancer went into remission through some stem cell treatments that he received. So he actually got to bring his dad out onto the stage with him as he sang that song when he was in Sydney, Australia. So how many of you out there have lost a dad who your dad is deceased? Yeah. So I think that as we honor Father's Day, we think about our fathers and how much they gave to us. And I know my dad, who's been gone for 6 years, he was my hero. He was my friend. He was the one that I could rely upon. He always was there for me. Just the simple things of taking walks with him to go get donuts when I was a kid. He was always there beside me. And there's a piece of me that's gone because, you know, and I know that he's with the Lord and I give thanks to God, but we miss those fathers that we love. And when I first heard the song, I actually thought it was his mother he was talking about, because usually we think of mothers being there throughout their life. I think when we come to fathers and Father's Day, it's a mixed bag, because not all fathers are good fathers. And the Greek word using for honoring fathers actually means honoring that which is honorable. And so as we come to Father's Day, we actually are honoring those things that are good about our father, even if there isn't much. I think that sometimes maybe some people have been hurt by their fathers. Maybe their fathers haven't stood up the way that they should. But to think back and find, maybe to think back at how their fathers treated them, and maybe they learned that from their fathers, and learning to forgive some of those aspects about our father. Jesus said, when Thomas said, "How do we know the Father? We haven't seen him." And Jesus said, "Well, you know me, for the Father and I are one." And so in our relationship with Christ, we heal some of those wounds that we have with our fathers that we have maybe had in our past. Now, my father was not the type of person to say, "I love you." But he showed me every single day. Every day he would get up at 5:30 a.m. He would get up, he would get dressed for work, and he would go off. And at 4 o'clock, he would come back home. We would sit together as a family, we'd have dinner. And he did that day in and day out. And he didn't complain about it. He did it because he loved us. He loved his family. And I think about all the fathers that got up, that get up every day in order to do a hard day's work. And they do it because that's how they say, "I love you," to their children. All the men that worked in the mills around here, how they got up and did a very hard and taxing job, probably a very boring job. They did it because they loved their family and they cared about it. I think in the church, we are very much blessed with, I see so many good fathers. We are blessed with those with, even with men who are father figures who are not, maybe they don't even have children. Or if we didn't have a good father, they become that father to us. I remember my sixth grade Sunday school teacher who would sit down with us and he would open up the scriptures with us. He was a Boy Scout leader. So he would often go and take young men and take them up to the woods and teach them. And I think about all those individuals, those coaches and those Boy Scout leaders and all those teachers and those professors, those who have been father figures for us. And I think about our own fathers who taught us simple things like how to drive, how to change a clutch, how to, how to work a tractor, or how to do some of the most basic things, how to tie a tie, all those things that we learned from our father. And they weren't expecting praise for it. In fact, I think that when I think about the Bill Cosby once, when the Cosby Show said, like, Mother's Day is the real holiday for fathers. We get kind of like the leftovers, like, oh, we got to find these. And he, I remember in the Cosby Show, they were showing, like, we get the ridiculous gifts, you know, we get the ties or the crazy mugs and all that stuff. And the thing is, as fathers, we will wear them. We wear them, and we wear them with pride, because that's what we do as fathers. Even though our wives might not want us to wear some of those things sometimes, we still do. Because being a father is a privilege. And we that are fathers, we carry that with, as a badge of honor. We might not say we love you enough, but we do. And we give thanks to God for all those who have been fathers in our life, who have led us and showed us how to be fathers. That is what we honor this day. I think about one of my parishioners who he had back in Michigan. It said his mother would take him and his two sisters to church, and his dad would go across the street to the bar and all that. And every Sunday, that was what they did. And his father later came to Christ, and they were able to heal some of that bond that before. And that made an incredible impression upon this man. I think that as fathers, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. In some ways, we need to learn to forgive our fathers and ask that God to work in our hearts to forgive them. As I think about now, I've only been with you for under a year, a half a year. And I'm sure that there are many stories in this congregation of individuals that have been fathers and father figures in this community. And I look at that cemetery out there, and that is filled with fathers that are faithful fathers. And we honor them this day. The role of being a father is a sacred one. And many of us probably were brought to church because of the faith of our mothers. Definitely my mother's faith was very strong. But I'll tell you that it was my dad's willingness. My dad still came to church. And that made an incredible impression upon me. If a child is brought by their mother to church, I'd say there's probably a 30% chance that they will go to church later on in life. But if they're brought to church and their father comes along with them, I will say that there's at least a 50% chance, because they can see that that's the faithfulness of their father makes an impact upon them. And so that is what it means to honor our fathers. Honor what's good about them. Paul, the Apostle Paul, reminds us as fathers that we need to be the head of our families, just as Christ is the head of the church. That doesn't mean that we lord it over our families. We act like Christ, who submitted himself, sacrificed his whole self. It is in Jesus Christ and the love that he gave on the cross that we see our Father's love. And that is the love which we are to emulate in our own families. We're supposed to sacrifice. We're supposed to help. We're supposed to heal. I think of all the wounds that often happen because of fathers. You know, Jesus is there to heal those wounds. I think of sometimes we're not perfect as fathers. When my daughter was playing soccer, and it was a hard day, and she was there, and she kind of didn't want to go back into the game, and I think it was drizzly. It was. And what was my advice to my daughter? Suck it up, Buttercup. She remembers that to this day. Not one of my best father moments. But, you know, we're going to make mistakes. But as long as we are honest about those mistakes and we ask forgiveness, as long as we are willing to pick up and help them know that we care about them. You know, they say 90% of a job is showing up. That's 90% of being a father, is just being there, showing up, being there day in and day out. So for all you fathers, I say thank you. Thank you. And thank you to our own fathers. All of us that remember our fathers, we thank God for our fathers and for the wonderful blessing that they have been. And as we grieve our fathers, we know that a piece of them resides within us. So let us live in their legacy and let us be who God has made us to be. Amen.